KKW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the ABC Civic
News,
Media app.
I'm Tom Rivers. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy facing a threat to his leadership this week as Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz filed a motion to remove him as Speaker.
After being unable to reach a deal with far-right Republicans, McCarthy offered a short-term spending deal running through mid-November that drew more support from Democrats than Republicans in order to avoid a shutdown that would have forced millions of military service members and other federal employees to work without pay. If McCarthy loses more than four GOP votes in an effort to remove him as House leader, he'd need to rely on Democratic votes to remain as Speaker, something they appear reluctant to do.
ABC's M. Nguyen. Sam Bankman-Fried, the 31-year-old crypto mogul accused of defrauding thousands of people who deposited cryptocurrency in his FTX exchange, goes on trial today for fraud. Former President Donald Trump's fraud trial continuing in New York City. This is ABC News. The Nobel Prize in Physics announced this morning three researchers sharing the prize for developing a new way to observe how electrons are moving within atoms. Member of Congress facing guns carjacked in Washington.
Democratic Texas Representative Henry Cuellar telling police that a group of men held guns to his head and took his car and phone near his Washington, D.C. Navy Yard residence, just blocks from the U.S. Capitol. Cuellar does not have full-time security. D.C. police say there were 750 carjackings reported this year. Nearly 75% involved guns.
That's ABC's Andy Field in Washington, D.C. Apple now says it knows why some of its newest iPhones are running hot. Users of the iPhone 15 have been complaining of overheating, and Apple is blaming a bug affecting apps like Uber and Instagram that's overloading the hardware. Apple promises it won't permanently hurt the phones, and a fix is in the works. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
What advice would you give somebody that you know that's window shopping?
I'd have to say Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin plays at an MVP level in the replacement game. They came in ahead of time, measured all the windows, make sure they had all of the measurements. When the Pella people left, you had no idea they had been here. You just had the new window. They're great professionals, Gina, and some of the best in the world at what they do.
Right now, pay as low as $19 a month per window or $75 per month on patio doors. Visit PelloWI.com today.
Bobcat Plus, your local authorized Avant articulated loader dealer of Appleton and De Pere, reminds us to thank our police, firefighters, and first responders for their professionalism, commitment, and bravery. Working tirelessly around the clock, they're willing to put their lives on the line for us with little thanks. They're the backbone of our country and deserve our admiration. So please keep those who keep us safe in your thoughts and prayers. Thank them for all they do for our safety. This message is sponsored by Bobcat Plus.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He shouldn't even have BLTs. They're a terrible sandwich.
Oh, I love BLTs. That's
so
like
do
one,
I.
The one deli sandwich I could have.
Greg, don't yuck my yum, dude.
I will.
We've already established on this show today that Greg is happy to judge people's yums.
Bring me your yums, for I am the yum judge.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes! Melissa, that was like 12 years ago! What do you think the hang-up is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out-of-touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Under the helmet with the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Jordan Love was 15 for 27 for 245 yards and 3 TDs against a JV team.
Oh, my God. I mean, I don't like Chicago, but I ain't going to call them a JV team. They suck, but it's a slap in the face. Okay. I'm laughing at y'all Bear fans.
I know, man.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. Good morning on another beautiful day in Green Bay. You know, the bridge looks really nice. It's got that green color. I'm going to give you credit. The best thing you ever did in this city in your 16 years as mayor was put lights on the bridge.
John.
What?
Automated garbage pickup.
Yeah.
Low
another
taxes,
thing, though, but you know what? You know what
PA
I don't
clinic,
like? You know where it started?
Zipping Pippin, yeah. Northland
you know
Hotel.
Right. John. You know where you're talking about? Start your day with a friendly voice.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we're starting our day with a lie.
What's that?
Nobody came up to you yesterday.
Oh, no, this is true, you guys.
Todd, yes or no?
Todd, you weren't there. Todd. I swear to God. So yesterday, just maybe
Todd,
people are tuning in.
Could Todd talk?
I just put John, I think
may,
you have to
may,
set the stage.
May Todd or speak. Would... Todd?
Well, this will be interesting.
You know, he's the voice of reason.
He is. We both love you, yes. Yep.
Yes. I would like to hear the story once again so that our listeners can get caught up.
John, do you want to reiterate the story of how we got to this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, then I'll tell you a quick story. So yesterday,
I'm sure you will.
Yesterday we're doing this thing, and Jim came up with this wacky idea about a credit card where there are certain things on it where, because he doesn't have willpower, he'd be at the store and he's buying three big packs of Little Debbie's.
Right.
And it's got on the it's some kind
band.
Of a chip or
right.
whatever
mm-hmm.
in there.
Mm-hmm. Program.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. You're not allowed to buy these.
Right.
And it's like, well, no, it's okay, it's okay. No, sir, I'm sorry. Put them back. And then all the people in line, it's like, hey, buddy, you want to move on here?
Right. I'd be so embarrassed that the next time I went into that store, I wouldn't pick up the Little Debbie's or the Lay's.
So you're trying to develop the I Am Healthy credit card. So you're trying to develop.
Pre-programmed for healthy food. I don't think you're explaining this.
So you've got somebody that's going to develop this chip or whatever, this weird, whatever it is.
No, it's not weird. It's entrepreneurial.
And you know what? You're selling them for $25 a piece.
Yes.
You know what I had somebody say to me yesterday?
Go ahead.
They came up to me and goes, hey, Mino, I was listening to you. You know that idea that the mayor's got about that credit card thing? I go, I would be willing to bet you would make more money selling night crawlers than he makes with his credit card. That's what he told me.
Okay. Well, I just want to say, and I respect everyone's opinion, but mm-hmm. Johnny, this pre-programmed card that you would use when you go shopping, which would only allow for approved items mm-hmm. that you sat down with when you were in a good frame of mind, maybe with your health coach and selected,
yesterday,
Wayne, 6,000
steps.
See, that's good. I got another idea on that.
Go ahead.
I want to keep that credit card thing. I have another idea.
Okay.
On your phone, John, I'd like to change the locks on your apartment and on your car, and you can only access it through your phone. You know how they do that when you go to a hotel?
Here's my steps yesterday.
Okay, no, that, I'm impressed.
6,300 steps.
But
do I know what my route is?
But you were doing,
do I know what my route is?
No, but you were doing 260 before that. So what I want to do is I want to develop an app.
Why do you want to change the locks to my apartment?
Because on your phone, when you go there to use your phone to access, you can't get in unless you have 6,000 steps.
Wow, and then that's tough.
You would say, John,
did he invent the ignition interlock?
Did you invent that? But then,
Do you have to blow into your doorknob to get in?
Right. You would get home and you'd be like, damn, I'd be like, you got to do another step. So you go walk around the block twice. And
what if there's an emergency?
What if you're in the bathroom really bad? What if you really got to go?
Okay.
You got to get in your car. You got to get someplace.
Okay. The discipline, there might be an override, but it would take quite a bit or you may have to get permission from your health coach to override it. But this is something where you get home at night and it's like, you know, I'm going to set my thing 5,000 steps. I get home, try to open my door. It's like 4,000.
So you're putting so little faith in a person's self-reliance.
That's why we spend $77 billion a year in this country on diets and health food, and it's because we lack the self-discipline. We've grown up in been very blessed in this country. 4% of the population consume 25% of the goods and services. So we don't have that innate discipline. So what I'm trying to do is do this village program to help you. Someone like you that, you know, this, you would benefit from both my programs, the phone, and you'd come home. Now, you would get into your apartment, no problem, because you're over your 6,000 steps yesterday.
I feel like Big Brother.
There's D-Y-S-O-N something where everybody watches everybody else, and it's like you can't move. This is self-directed.
That where they hunt people. Is that what you're thinking of?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, so, that's what it would come to, right? You'd have to hunt people in order to get the food. And,
Thank you, Todd. I just have one question.
Can you turn his mic down, Todd? Turn his mic down. Turn his mic down.
You know what? You're like the guys that said, if man were meant to fly, he'd have wings.
No.
You guys are looking at an opportunity, and you're finding the negatives.
Can I just ask one question?
Yeah, sure.
Right now, in your wallet, how many credit cards do you have?
I've got one and a Costco. Is that a credit card? It's not a credit card.
Well, no, not really. But, no. Okay.
Yeah.
How many do you have, Jim?
I have three, but I only use one.
Okay. I've got three as well. So let's say one of them is the healthy card.
Right.
If I am having a bad day, right, and, you know, you could put cigarettes on there. I'm not going to smoke anymore, so I can't buy cigarettes.
Right.
I've got two other credit cards. If I really want those, I'm just going to pull out a different card.
Okay.
That's a great point.
Okay, this is what you do.
He's the logical one. No, he's not.
No, this is a guy that has no self-discipline. Okay. There's a couple things.
Wow.
One is
the guy that's 100 pounds overweight and to the guy who is not overweight.
Oh, I am.
Go ahead.
Okay. One is you can cut up those other credit cards. Or what they tell you to do for in case of an emergency is put those credit cards in water and freeze them. And then they're still there, but you have to like chip away. So it takes a while to do it. And by the time
How do you get to them if they're inside your house or your apartment and you can't get into
it? Because you haven't done the steps, right?
Hadn't thought this out all the way.
And you lost your phone because on the walk that you were on, it dropped off someplace.
There's an emergency. You can call your landlord.
And you
got to
go to the bathroom really bad.
You can't call. You don't have a phone.
Go knock on your neighbor's door and say, look, I got to get in my house.
Oh, did you hear about another kid got shot or something going to the wrong house the other day? Okay.
You guys, I'm trying to help you.
Now you've got dead people on your hands.
That's real nice, Jim.
Why do we keep spending billions and billions? I'm trying to help, and this isn't a Big Brother thing. This is, you don't have to tell anybody you're doing this. I want to make a little money on doing it, but I cut you guys in yesterday.
Yeah,
I did.
I'm cutting you in on my silo condos, my night crawlers, my.
I think this could work.
Barnwood tables.
I think this is thinking out of the box.
Yeah,
and
it's
time that's like, you know what?
I mean, you should be
All right.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
Best of luck.
I also changed the percentage. So I'm you guys. Okay. A little bit has to do with this morning.
I'm in.
You've gone
talked me into it, right?
You didn't say that at the beginning. Wow.
No, you know who's a brilliant programmer is the guy who owns this company. Sage. So I'm going to cut him in for 25%.
Well, ask, you know, there's the guy to ask about how viable this is.
You know what? And that, Todd, you just got right to the crux of the entire matter. The guy has been incredibly successful his entire life.
Right.
In technology and creating things, software, all these things. That is the guy. Will you do this? Since I brought in experts to solidify my point on several things, soggy bread, trinary toast,
but they didn't agree with you. They were you went to them.
They're still experts, and I accepted their opinion.
Right. Okay.
I accepted their opinion.
That is
fair. Sage says, we get Sage on the phone. What he says, will you go with that?
I want to do one other thing.
No.
I just want to give it all to Sage. I'm cutting him in for 25%. I talked to my son-in-law, who is a young sage, mm-hmm. very bright. Mm-hmm. He said, look, you're going to need a grocery store to work with because they have the 35,000 SKUs, and they're going to have to program your card because we have to get a test model, and then we're going to sell this to Hy-Vee and mm-hmm. all these other stores. Okay. So I need to cut either Scogan or the guy who from the Lions, the Detroit, to cut them in on a test.
Detroit Lions?
You know the Hy-Vee, right? They're from Detroit.
I thought they were from Iowa.
I got the wrong one.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm talking about Meijer.
Meijer. Okay.
Right. They're from
Michigan.
Michigan, Detroit. The kid ran for Congress.
Why did you call Mark Scogan?
Well, no, that's what I'll do. But I'm saying one of those
guys. Why don't you call my buddy that runs Piggly Wiggly?
Right. They're great. John, here's what I'm saying. Yeah, let me finish here. So Sage is in for 25%.
Has he said this publicly?
And then no, I just want to tell you how it's going to go.
Todd, you got to. No, I can text him real quick.
No, he's.
You sure? I can text him
he's
right
probably
now.
Up.
Yeah.
Then either Piggly Wiggly or Festival or Meijer, because I know those are in for 25%
really?
As the model.
Wow.
And then I'm in, of course, for 25%. Right. And then you're in for 5.
Oh, okay.
And Todd's in for 5. And then we have 15% to just future investment.
Hey, Todd, I'm not good at math. What's 5% of nothing?
Yeah.
Can you work that one out for me?
I never really want to be part of blood money, so I'll pass. I appreciate it.
I was never good at the, what's 12 times zero type thing. Is it 12 or is it zero?
Oh, my God.
I could never figure that part out.
I'm trying to get you your boat.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get Todd his, place off the grid.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the thanks I get. I've been a lot. This could work. You wait. I hope this works.
And I do.
I hope it works for you.
Me too, Jim. Yeah.
I really do.
Oh, really. I'm so excited about you.
But, John, will you agree that the premise of the country isn't as healthy as it used to be? You look at those obesity charts. It's just crazy, right?
Well.
No, John.
Let me just say that's ridiculous. Because I would have to weigh like 150 pounds to like not be obese. Those charts are skewed.
I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
I've got really thick, big legs. I just do.
Whatever.
My thighs? Whatever?
You are. Okay.
Okay. No,
my
quads?
I don't think you want
to measure my calves? I got biggest calves.
Can we do that live on the air?
Yes, we can.
We are. I think we'll
let me strip down here.
When we get A.J. Dillon in here, we're going to do
okay,
that.
Okay, that's fine. So what I'm saying is,
but that's not your fat. Weight.
But that's,
no, that's what I'm saying.
That's not fat.
We agree on that.
Yeah. So those obesity charts are off.
And I think there's a lot. It's not just people that can't control their eating. There's a lot of other things going on in the world today that are different than 50, 60, 70 years ago with people's lives and how much they're working and the stress level. I mean, that's
absolutely.
All different.
No question. No question about it.
It's still the,
that's what we got to fix.
No.
That's what we got to fix.
Todd, there's too much money in these unhealthy foods, so we have to discipline ourselves.
It's
we can't buy them.
It's
supply and demand, and we are going to reduce the demand on
but
these
how
products.
About a little? How about a little self-restraint?
It's
like
hard, John,
I could walk out there and eat a handful of M&Ms. Do I do it?
All the time.
I know, so I don't have it. You're supposed to say
but
no.
But we're not supposed
Todd,
to.
Todd, you're supposed to jump in.
John, if this program works, the next time I go to Costco, then we say, I'm sorry, Mr. Schmidt.
Yeah.
You can't buy those M&Ms.
And those people standing behind you in line will not be happy that you're taking up time.
And it will only happen once.
Could they have
a special
lane for people with those credit cards?
There you go.
There you go. Open up a new lane. All right, we got to set a quick break. We got a lot of stuff coming up. We're going to talk about the actual Vietnam LERPs coming up in a few minutes. We got a very special Who Am I? We got a lot of stuff going on today, folks. Mind of the Mayor back after this.
Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com.
Mino and the Mayor.
I want to talk about the two of you. And what I love the most about it is the excitement for Green Bay. You guys, both of you have a passion for our area. When you talk about the local events, you're not just talking about, hey, it's at this location at this time. Like, you know, oh, there's this race that they do or they do this cake thing. Like, you know it so well. And I love the energy that you bring to this show.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs level off around 85. Today, under mainly sunny skies, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies. Tonight, lows dip down to about 68. Overcast again. Tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 76. Mainly sunny skies and calm Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 70. 54, chance for scattered rain showers Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 57.
From I-43 to I-41.
This is the Talk of Green Bay.
1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back, Mino the Mayor. 55 degrees downtown Green Bay, 59 in Appleton, 61 in Oshkosh. Going up to what, like 85 again today?
It is.
And then it's going to drop, but it's like yesterday was just beautiful. I just can't even get over what a beautiful October this has started out to be.
And I went out.
I was at my cabin yesterday afternoon.
When did you wake up? I know.
I just like throwing that out there. Like,
it's like those people.
Because, again, I'm the only guy in Northeast Wisconsin that will not have it in his obituary. Enjoyed spending time at his cabin up north.
You've got a long ways to live.
I talked to Dominic about that. Dom's going to write my obituary. And I'm putting in there. He enjoyed spending time at his cabin up north. Because I'll be damned if I'm the only person to have an obituary that doesn't say enjoyed spending time at his cabin up north. Okay,
I don't want to go backwards because we want to move the show forward. But if this healthy debit credit card that we're going to do works, you will have that cabin.
Really? Okay.
And you'll say John enjoyed his palatial cabin.
Well, Sandra Rank is coming in at 7:30, so we'll talk to her about looking for a place for me right away.
Yes.
Yeah.
She could do that.
Okay, good.
But
good,
I
good,
think
good.
If you
Sandra,
just,
if you're listening, if please you, go it, through the MLS before you come in here to find
Johnny,
me a cabin on the water.
Just before you do that, I would wait another year, and then you could get the one you really want.
Yeah, okay.
With
well,
the toys.
I appreciate that. Okay,
so
good. I got something to look forward to now.
Hey, we had the cleaning lady come in yesterday here.
Uh-huh.
I know it's your house too and mine, but here. And we got two really nice thank you cards. I think we should just share that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Remember that forget me not?
Absolutely.
You know,
Alzheimer's?
Teresa, yes.
Yeah.
And she
nice
wrote
lady.
Us the nicest card. Was so appreciative for being on the show. And we also got a super nice card from that Amber Hammond. Remember her? She's up at the Grand in Oshkosh.
Yeah, she was fun.
Thank you for the honor of being on your show.
Wow.
It meant the world to me.
It's nice.
And the Grand and the Ghosts.
So, beautiful.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
That,
I need to fess up on something.
Uh-oh. Oh, you wrote them?
No, I didn't. I would not send you guys thank you cards. I can tell you that right now.
That's a guarantee. He wouldn't. He's too crusty of a radio person.
Right.
We don't do that.
Marty.
Marty, we didn't send cards.
The great people at the Grand sent us two passes for any of the events this month.
Uh-huh.
And I put them in my my briefcase. So I'll be taking those, and I'll be going to the event.
All right. Good for you.
I'll represent you guys.
All right. Report back to us.
That's fine.
Outstanding.
That's great. Well,
hey, by the way, I got to tell you something. Talk about scary places. Did you ever hear about this light? I'm trying to think of the name of it. There's a lighthouse literally in the middle of Lake Superior, okay? And it's so desolate, and it's so rough out there that guys would go crazy. Because they're out and they're isolated and there's nobody to talk to, nobody to see. All you see is water. And I can't think of the name of it, but it was talking about one of the guys who was there. Because there were guys that died there. Things happened.
Really?
And And one of the guys, one of the explorers, like, there's a thing where he was down to the bottom because there's no light. He was like in the dungeon of this thing. And he was so, he thought, if my light goes out, I'm not going to find my way out of here.
In the lighthouse. So let me get this in the light.
Do you know what I'm talking about? I think that's the Paulding light, if I'm not mistaken.
No. Paulding light?
Yeah.
No, Paulding light is up by Waters Meet, Michigan.
Okay.
The Paulding light.
Gotcha.
Anybody out there know the story on the Paulding light? You know who we got to get a hold of? Kevin Borsett.
I'm afraid we're going to, but yeah, go ahead.
There's these weird lights that show up out in the middle of the woods, basically, by this railroad track.
How does the coach know that?
Because he's from up there.
Oh, that's right.
So anyway, and what it is, there's somebody got hit by a train one time, almost like the Ray Brower type story. You know the Ray Brower story?
Yes.
Okay. Who's Ray Brower?
I want to keep the story.
He was out picking blueberries.
Yes.
And got hit by a train.
Right.
And everybody went looking for his body.
Yeah.
What movie?
Mm.
Stand By Me.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
All right. Now, that was a great, great movie.
Right. So then, did you also know that, you know what that's based off of?
No idea.
Who's the greatest horror-type writer in America?
King.
Stephen King.
Stephen King. It's based off of a relative of his who was hit by a train in De Pere.
No.
Oh.
Yes. Yes. Stephen King was in De Pere. He has relatives in this area. I want to say Oneida. And it was based on a true thing that happened to him.
Now, that's cool.
Yes.
Let's get back to the lighthouse.
Wait a minute. Is there anybody out there that can verify that story?
Yeah, that
I'm
would be,
looking it up right now. Yeah. It says it is based on a true story or an experience, at least.
In De Pere. West De Pere. Yeah. Oh. I educate you every day,
yeah,
Jim.
This is
every day. Every day you learn something from me, don't you? Don't you?
It's odd because I'm not sure that we'll ever use the information again, but we do learn something, absolutely.
It is. It's
useless.
Actually,
no one told me that was Dom. Dom told me that.
That I learned something from you?
No, because I mean, he reads more than any human being in America, and he knows all this kind of stuff. He's just one of those guys, you throw something at him, oh, that's because of blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
That's cool. Is that, okay, well, I'm going to
You get any texts on that, Todd?
That Dom said it, I'm going to take it as
Todd,
true.
Get any texts?
That's true.
John, no texts at this point.
John,
okay.
Finish the...
Hang on.
Who won our thing yesterday?
Something just came in.
John, okay. You're hanging these people on this lighthouse. Finish it. The guy
we're gonna finish
in the bottom.
Yes, so Stephen, according to a texter, Jennifer, in fact, Stephen King wrote about this in his On Writing book.
Okay.
So apparently we'll take Jennifer's word for it.
There you go.
In his On Writing book, what does that have to do with
I think he wrote a book called On Writing.
Okay, if I read that.
It's like to help people learn how to write books.
Okay, but
that
doesn't...
He lived in De Pere until he was six, according to Jennifer.
There you go. Thank you, Jennifer.
Okay.
Okay.
I still... That doesn't... That's all nibbling around. That doesn't say that this guy was...
That's what he based it on. Yes, he's basing it on a thing that happened in De Pere.
No, it's...
And that's what Stand By Me is kind of based on. That's
did he write it when he was six?
No, but he remembered it. He remembered it.
Okay.
So
all right,
there
now
you
let's
go.
Move on.
Okay,
right.
So this lighthouse. I'm trying to think of the name of it. It's way up there. But people literally went insane, and they had to take people out of this lighthouse.
Because they got caught downstairs?
Everything. Just the insanity of being so isolated. And the weather was so bad. Yeah, one time they went out there to try to bring the guys on. The ice was 12 feet thick around there. They had a chip for like a month to get into the lighthouse. It's so desolate and so eerie, they say.
Why did they go in there, though?
Because they had it for the ships. There was a shoal. There was a big shoal. And ships were getting, like, hung up on these shoals. And I'm talking, like, the 1860s or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
So, good song.
That was a good movie.
Great movie. And some of those kids turned out to be huge actors.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, huge.
You want to see a dead body? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God. Great movie. One of the all-time greats.
And
who's the narrator?
That guy from...
Jaws?
No, was he?
Richard Dreyfuss.
Oh,
he was the narrator.
Richard Dreyfuss.
Yeah.
I was thinking of that.
And
spaceship.
The one kid grew up to be like Ryan Reynolds or somebody?
Yeah,
or
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds?
No, not Ryan Reynolds.
No, but one of those kind of guys.
But Richard Dreyfuss you wouldn't know him for Jaws. Wasn't he more popular movies than that?
Yeah, just hold off there, Jim. All right, we got to set a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy facing a threat to his leadership this week as Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz filed a motion to remove him as Speaker.
After being unable to reach a deal with far-right Republicans, McCarthy offered a short-term spending deal running through mid-November that drew more support from Democrats than Republicans in order to avoid a shutdown that would have forced millions of military service members and other federal employees to work without pay. If McCarthy loses more than four GOP votes in an effort to remove him as House leader, he'd need to rely on Democratic votes to remain as Speaker, something they appear reluctant to do.
ABC's M. Nguyen. Sam Bankman-Fried, the 31-year-old crypto mogul accused of defrauding thousands of people who deposited cryptocurrency in his FTX exchange, goes on trial today for fraud. Former President Donald Trump's fraud trial continuing in New York City. This is ABC News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on WGBW. Coming your way from downtown Green Bay and downtown Oshkosh, a segment brought to you by Team Pella. They're executing some incredible plays, products with limited lifetime warranties, incredible innovations like blinds and shades between the glass, stylish windows with hidden screens that make game days a breeze. This Pella play proves to be the game-winning touchdown. Make monthly payments as low as $19 per window, $75 per patio door, and get a free quote at PellaWI.com. Whether you're looking to replace older damaged windows and doors or just wanting to revamp the look of your home, Pella offers a wide range of styles and materials to match your home's unique design. Don't miss out. For a limited time, monthly payments as low as $19 per window, $75 per patio door at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Get your free quote today at PellaWindows.com. 6.99 APR for 120 months. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends on the 31st, Halloween of this month.
That is a good deal.
It's a great deal. It's phenomenal.
They did not have that when I got my Pella Windows.
Well,
I think it's great that they can finance that at $19 a month. That's, yeah, great, great product.
So, great product, yes. Great company, and thank you very much for being one of our major sponsors. You now bet. I want to thank a gentleman, too. A big event coming up in Green Bay this week, something that really needs some publicity because these gentlemen deserve the recognition they deserve. It's a reunion of E Company 75th Rangers, 50th Infantry, LRPs, Long Range Reconnaissance Patrol. Their unit is having a reunion in Green Bay this week, and we have one of the gentlemen on. Bobby, are you there?
I'm here.
Or are you, my friend? First of all, where are you? What state are you calling? Are we calling you from?
California.
California. So what time is it out there right now?
4:35.
Wow.
Thank you.
This is Bobby Hernandez, a member of the LRP Division. Appreciate this very, very much, Bob, for you taking the time and getting up so early to talk to us.
No, no problem.
Bobby, we were talking yesterday a little bit. Johnny was talking about, you know, the LRP, and it just didn't get some of the recognition that, you know, you hear when we talked, especially when we talk to youth or even the community about, you know, Navy SEALs and the Green Beret, but you guys are unbelievable, some of the missions you went on. Now, tell us a little bit.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, yes, it was quite an exciting experience.
Well, Bob, one of the things, like I was telling Jim, is you guys wanted to be somewhat shadowy, right? I mean, you guys didn't want a lot of publicity. You didn't want a lot of people knowing exactly what you did, correct?
Well, that's true, because the Army was not set for a jungle-type warfare in Vietnam. So we were new on the scene.
So when I've talked to guys, and I've written books on Vietnam veterans and different things like that, and when I talk to the LRPs, they all say the same thing. You couldn't have any knuckleheads in your group. When you went out, you better all be brothers. You better be on the same page, because everybody's life was depending on each other guys. There was no, you know, calling in the F-16s or whatever. Where you guys were, you were in no man's land, and that's all you had was each other, correct?
That's correct. Most of the time, we had no communication with the home base.
That's unbelievable. What was that? Well, I mean, first of all, why, it was a volunteer unit, correct me if I'm wrong, but why would you volunteer for something like that? I have to be honest. I mean, it's so admirable and courageous, but what made you say to yourself, you know what I feel like doing? I feel like going out with about five other guys into the heart of Viet Cong country, living out in the jungles, trying to be as quiet as possible, and knowing that if we are discovered, we're going to be outnumbered about 10 to 1.
Right, with no communication back to home base. So,
what makes a person do that?
For me, it was about the training. I figured if there were only going to be a handful of us, we'd be much more prepared than with the line unit.
Well, you did know. I mean, you weren't going to have some of the, I mean, I've talked to a lot of guys from Vietnam. You know, sometimes there'd be a stoner in the group, and there'd be this, and there'd be that. But you knew that the guys you were going out with were quality people, right?
Absolutely. And in the beginning, we had a chance to grade them ourselves. If they didn't cut it out in the field, we could have them go back to their unit.
What was it like laying out in the middle of jungle where every sound you heard might be a Viet Cong, or it might be a spider monkey, or it might be a python? Or what was that like?
Very intimidating, I can tell you for sure. But after a while, you get your confidence and you learn the sounds of the jungle and of the enemy. And you get pretty cocky out there.
Wow.
I still can't. I can't understand how a person could. You guys, I know we're so tired and so whatever, but to think of laying in the jungle and there might be a bamboo snake, or I mean, it's just, how did you just adapt to those elements?
Well, we were just cautious and we stayed off trails. We didn't use tactics like an Orville line unit. We were more like, say, the Indians way back in the day when they would sneak around out in the forest. They knew exactly where they were going and what they were going to do.
That's interesting how you learned the noises of the jungle. I mean, that's something you got to learn, right? Were you trained in that, or is that something you got out there? And like Johnny said, oh, this is a python. This. I mean,
it was pure OJ.
It was
on the job training.
Yep, I bet it was.
Well, when you guys are going on some of those missions, how close do you think you guys, and I'm not going to ask you the blood and guts type stories and, you know, where it's like, hey, did you ever, you know, shoot anybody? I hate when people ask questions like that. But I'm just saying, how close contact did you come at times with guys where you didn't initiate contact because you knew you were so outnumbered?
Oh, we could be within 10 feet of them. I mean, wow. We were well camouflaged and we stayed off their main trails. So our job in the beginning was just to observe. So we avoided contact at all costs. But if we did happen to get discovered, we had drills that we could do to break contact with them.
Because you're normally overmatched, right? As far as with how many people.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. And the only time we would go after them was if we were going to do a prisoner snatch. We'd try to catch a lone individual, but definitely stayed away from large groups.
What did you think of them as fighters, Bob?
They were excellent.
Yeah.
They knew the jungle better than we did. We just tried to catch up.
I mean, that's one thing about this, as much as you're going up against an enemy that's going to kill you if they get a chance, and you have to kill them if they get a chance, there was a lot of respect for what the enemy did, isn't there?
Oh, you definitely have to respect your opponent.
Yeah. Bob, one other thing here I got for you. As far as with the tunnels, where Ty is telling Jim Jim was 103 pounds in high school. I said, well, you would have been made a tunnel rat. Did you guys have any tunnel rats with you?
Our job was to go out and find the tunnels, not to go in them, not with the numbers that we had.
Okay, because you never know what was down there, right?
Exactly.
And I'm assuming you didn't have a lot of 103-pound guys on your team either. So you guys are pretty tough.
Yeah, most of us were pretty small, but we did have some big fellas in there.
Yeah. How did you then, so tell me without tell me what you can about getting the communication back. How did that work? Like, how was you were just in the middle of nowhere alone. I mean, that just in and of itself is hard to comprehend. Plus, you got the...
At one point back at home base, we used a weather balloon 100 foot in the air with a radio tied on it. And every night we pulled it down and changed the batteries. That gave us some communication. Once we got our helicopters to Vietnam, we had a certain time to call in, usually three times a day, morning, noon, and night.
You know, Bob, one of the things that one of the LRP guys I talked to, they would be sent out at times to, if a helicopter was down, they would send out a LRP unit to try to rescue the guys. But unfortunately, the Viet Cong or North Vietnamese, whoever it might be at the time, would know the way the Americans operated, and they would set up ambushes for the LRPs who were coming to do the rescue, correct?
That's always a situation that can come up, definitely.
What was the scariest aspect of being out there, Bob?
The small numbers.
Okay.
It was good and it was bad.
Because it was harder for them to detect you guys, right?
Correct, yeah. But like I said, we did the same tactics they did, only just a little bit better as we grew in our experience.
Wow, that's amazing. Tell me, just for someone who knows very little about this, like, how did you survive, like, nutrition, food? Did you have, like,
water?
How did you stay healthy and alert and on time? You know, that's pretty, your head's on a swivel.
We were in top physical condition, and we had the dehydrated rations called LRP rations. And the water, we carried about 6 or 8 canteens, depending on how long the mission was going to be. And we tried to avoid the rivers because that's where they got their water. But we did have iodine tablets to clean the water if we had to. Just the water tastes like iodine. That was all.
You know, I'm reading a book right now about one of the only people, an Air Force veteran, to escape from Laos. He was in a prisoner of war camp. And he was talking about the leeches that were just unbelievable when they'd go through some areas. He said just unbelievable how much blood they would suck out of you. And then they've got something that keeps it from coagulating. So your legs would just be bleeding like you can't believe. You run into those kind of things, Bobby?
Oh, definitely, especially in the monsoons. When you go lay down in that ground, cold ground, wet, muddy, the leeches are all over you when you wake up. But we can take a cigarette and tap it on the head and it'll drop loose.
Wow.
At first it's scary when you have them on you, but after a while it just becomes common.
Wow.
Wow.
What part of Vietnam were you in, Bob?
Mekong Delta.
Oh, you're Delta. South Vietnam. Yep. Wow.
In the water.
Wow. It's incredible. So tell me, because I was fascinated by this. Did you ever run into any snakes?
Just a few.
Okay.
Mostly bamboo vipers because they camouflage very well, but just a few.
But they could kill you in a heartbeat, right? The bamboo vipers?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Man, you must be so glad to be home. I just, that's incredible. I mean, that's, I'm at a loss for words. So you've obviously stayed friends with some of your LERP?
What? Oh, absolutely. I've been attending these reunions now for 20 years, but they've been going on for 30 years. This is actually our 30-year anniversary.
It's amazing. I'm sorry, but I didn't mean to interrupt. This is Bobby Hernandez talking. He's one of the gentlemen to be back for the LERP reunion in Green Bay. Have you guys ever had a reunion in Green Bay, Bob?
This is the first one.
Oh, great.
We're excited.
Have you ever been to Green Bay?
I was there about 3 weeks ago just to do a quick recon.
Oh, great.
Oh, great.
Outstanding. Well, the weather is beautiful right now. I know it's going to get a little cooler as the week goes on, but...
Should come today.
Yeah, I hope you get some of this nice weather when you're here. No, just one last quick thing I want to ask you, Bob. As far as, like, when you look back, do you ever say to yourself, holy cow, that's really something what we did out there. And you come back to real life, and it's a whole different world. Do you ever look back at that guy you were when you're, 20, 21 years old?
Oh, yes. I'd do it again in a heartbeat with the fellows that I was with. But at the time, we were just doing our job. That's what we were trained to do, so that's what we did.
Bob, that is incredible that you say that. You're just waking up with leeches, snakes, can't drink the water, don't know if you're ever coming back, lack of communication, and you would do it again?
Oh, absolutely. The camaraderie, you just can't believe. The dependency on each other was there. Everybody had each other's back. Haven't had a feeling like that since.
What do you think would have happened if you guys were captured, Bob?
Well, first of all, there'd be a reward for you if you were captured alive, but then that would be the end of you.
I mean, yeah, it's not like you'd be sent to the Hanoi Hilton or anything like that because you guys didn't have as much bargaining power for them, correct?
Well, it depends on your rank and so on.
Yeah, that's
the type
true.
Type of information you had.
But you wouldn't expect to see the end of the war, would you, if you were captured?
Oh, not at all. Not at all.
Yeah.
And you see the end of the day.
Yeah.
Right.
Good point. Yeah.
And you knew that and you still volunteered.
That's incredible.
God bless you. I mean, we're excited to have you here. And I think there's a small event where the public's going to be invited. You want to do this?
Yeah, on Friday afternoon, correct? You're having the a parade, a welcome home parade on Armed Forces Drive in Green Bay?
Absolutely. Love to see you there.
Oh, yeah, okay. There.
And I've been working with Joe, who's helping put this whole thing together, and we're raising funds for you guys. So far, we have, I think, $700 raised to donate to you guys to cover some of your expenses.
Oh, that's outstanding. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Yeah,
hey, do me a favor, though. Bring some California mojo to the Packers for us, if you don't mind.
Keeping my quarterback.
Well, okay, who are you a fan of?
49ers, absolutely.
Yeah, I know.
You got a good team.
You got Brock Purdy. He's something else, isn't
yeah.
he? I like that
He's
kid.
Very Purdy.
Yeah, he is.
Bobby Hernandez, a member of the LERP, one of the most courageous groups you'll ever find in United States military history, coming to Green Bay for the reunion this week. Bobby, thank you so much for getting up at 4 a.m. to talk to us. We really appreciate this and respect you and appreciate everything you guys did putting your lives on the line for our country.
Yes. Looking forward to shaking your hand on Saturday.
Absolutely. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
You bet.
Bye now.
Take care. Mino and the Mayor, we still have our Who Are You segment. We've got Sandra Rank coming up. Got a lot of stuff going on. Oh, we got a pub quiz. I like this. Send it to a quick break. Mino and the Mayor, back after this.
Our record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes. With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs level off around 85. Today, under mainly sunny skies, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies. Tonight, lows dip down to about 68. Overcast again. Tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 76. Mainly sunny skies and calm Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 70. 54, chance for scattered rain showers Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 57.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Yeah. You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to have a show, one show, where we're basically just disc jockeys, and Todd picks all the music.
He picks good music.
Todd, can we do that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm ready. We'll call it Walking the Ramp, and then you guys will have a contest to see who can walk the ramp without stepping on the vocals.
That is?
No, why do we always have to have contests? Let's just get along.
Okay, why? Okay,
what did you just say? We always have contests.
Here's how the Walking
the Ramp. Can
we just get along? Can we all get along?
Murph and I used to do that all the time.
Like that guy we just had on.
Explain Walking the Ramp.
Walking the Ramp is talking over the intro of a song and then being done with your thought process exactly at the moment they start singing.
The lyrics start.
And I also, I have to say this, Bobby, that we just had on talking about his experience in Vietnam.
Yeah.
He's the perfect example of someone who does not need your credit card because that guy has the
discipline willpower.
That
right.
Dude, okay. That's all right. With that said, Todd, he is one in more than a million.
No.
And there's 300 million people. I need a million people to subscribe. That's $25 million. And then we're going to.
So you need $25 million.
No, I'm giving you 5% of it.
Oh, that's right. All right.
So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make
this commitment right now.
Okay, John.
I'm going to donate every dime I make.
Don't do this because it's
listen to me.
Be careful with this.
Every dime. Sally, I'm giving to your organization to fight breast cancer. Every dime is going to you.
John.
What?
Okay.
I just gave it away.
I'm trying to get you that.
I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it.
I know. You should. I would give you.
Gave it away.
I would give you a sum. But yeah,
no, I'm not going to base my cabin on it. I'm giving it to Sally. Hey, Sally. Sally Kiefer is here.
Yes.
Kelly's got a big event coming on this week. Tell us a little bit about it, Sally.
Good morning, everybody. This is Sally Kiefer from Fancy Treasures. And this week we are doing the big sale, Pumpkin Palooza / Stella Stroll.
Nice.
And the Stella Stroll is the breast cancer fundraiser that we're doing. We want to help one of my good friends who was diagnosed with breast cancer. We want to help a family who has a 14-year-old little girl with cancer, and we have a few other people in the wings. So depending on what we make, that'll depend on how many people we can help.
Beautiful.
It is. So.
And when do you start? Tell us a little bit of the schedule, if you don't mind.
And then your location, too. Yeah. You kind of
okay, I'm absolutely connected to the Abbey Bar, right. And starting Thursdays, it's $3 off of cheese curds at the Abbey Bar. So let's go there. Little plug for Carrie.
Does Carrie ever still do the $1 cheeseburgers or anything?
Yeah, the Buck Burgers. It's like $1.25, I think.
It's got up to $1.25, just like the Dollar Tree. Just like the Dollar Tree.
But that's Mondays. Those are Mondays. He's got a lot of good specials over there.
I know he does.
Yeah, so you guys, I'm hoping. Okay, so let me tell you a little bit about what's going on.
Okay.
Right now, from now until Sunday, it doesn't matter, any $5 donation. So if you give me $50, that's 10 times your name goes in the raffle.
Okay.
We're giving away an 8-foot Sasquatch, and we also have a mani-pedi that was donated by Salon 325.
A what?
A manicure and a pedicure. So that'll be second prize.
It's not a man pedicure.
No.
When you said mani,
well,
I thought you
could.
Meant. Well, I know a lot of guys do get those.
Guys get pedicures.
Well, not that many.
Is that the toes pedicure?
Pedicures is the toes.
I've got gross toes.
Oh, but they'll do them for you.
I've got gross toes.
Misty, he's coming for you.
But I just want to say that manicures for men, that's a growing industry.
It really is.
It is.
Like there's nothing wrong with it. Because your toenails grow weird and all that. You got it. Yep.
You ever see my toes?
I don't really want to.
No, we'll pass. Let's get back to our guest.
Okay.
Do you want to see them? Would you like to see
them? No, thanks.
Okay. So we're this is in conjunction because you're in the old Dudley Birder studio or where they had their shows. Yep. So you're connected to the Abbey
on the West End.
Right. And so you're kind of partnering a little bit because of the cheese curds, the $5 thing. They're a partner with you on this?
Carrie's promoting. Great. Carrie's right with us. And actually, I believe he's going to be giving us a raffle basket also. So there'll be a third prize.
Nice.
So we got raffle baskets, you plus your merchandise is... Tell us a little bit about your store.
Okay. Well, my store is amazing. My store is eclectic and fun, and it's not your grandma's thrift store. That's what I always say. We sell new things. We sell old things, so we're not just antiques. We're a resale and consignment shop, and we've got just about anything and everything, including a great big stuffed black bear named Manny, and we dress him up like a Packer every Sunday and rip on the opposing team.
Will you do me a favor? If you ever get any old military bayonets, would you call me and let me come down and get first shot?
For sure.
I collect bayonets.
Okay, well, listen, military is military things are a big drive right now.
Really popular.
And I have an outfit. I'm not certain who it's from or what division, but I do have some cool stuff, and I do get a lot of army stuff.
If you get any bayonets or guns, would you let me know?
Oh, for sure. I don't do guns. I would call somebody else. I don't
call
handle
me.
Guns. I'll call
me
you.
If somebody brings one in.
Right.
But especially knives. I'm a big knife collector.
Got it.
All right.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do a TikTok thing like Britney Spears.
Oh, God.
Did you see that?
No, I'm not.
Todd, you see that? Britney Spears TikTok thing with the knives, dancing with the knives?
Well, I've seen it. I hate to admit that I've seen it.
I'm going to do that with my bayonet collection.
Yeah, please don't.
All right, just saying.
We've put a lot of money into you. Please don't
do that. Yeah, that's right, John. Right, we're banking on you.
We're at Sally Kiefer from, what's the name of your store? I can never.
Fancy Treasures.
Fancy Treasures.
Resale and consignment.
Indy Pier, West Pier, right next to the Abbey.
Yes, sir.
Right. Okay. And you, the next 4 days, your store sales, gift baskets, cheese curds at the Abbey. This is the proceeds, the profits of that are going to help. We're in this month of cancer awareness, breast cancer, but you've taken it a little step further. You're helping our family, right?
Exactly.
And
that's
a 14-year-old.
That's what I love about it. No disrespect to organizations, but I love the fact that every dime raised at your place is going to an individual locally.
Yes. No one's making any money off of this. However, let me explain. We're doing the $5 donation. On Friday, we have the dunk tank. Mayor Boyd goes in at 11 a.m. He kicks off our dunk tank. All right. That costs $5, too. So I would love it if the two of you would come down and dunk Mayor Boyd.
I'll be there.
That would be so fun, right?
I'll be there Friday at 11.
11 a.m. Okay.
He's got a lot of stuff going on, but I will be there because he can't throw anyway. So I will be there.
But I've been in the dunk tank many, many times.
I mean,
you're
this
right,
guy is going down.
I'm going in the dunk tank, too.
And are you?
And Mel, Big Sale Mel, will be in the dunk tank. And I'm hoping Penny, because that just makes sense, will be in the dunk tank. And then we have Ron Cody, who's a firefighter in DePere. He'll be going in after the mayor. And then at the very end of the day, the cutest boy in all of the land, Michael Kiefer, will finish up the day from 4 to 5. So if you want to dunk a 12-year-old lineman.
Right?
That's your kid?
Oh, he's doing it for his mom.
Oh,
oh come on. He's a
poor
good boy.
Kid.
No, he's the best boy ever. He's number 99. He's a lineman.
Nice.
He's got 99 problems, and you don't want to be one.
No, I want to sink the mayor. I want to sink the mayor of
yes.
I think
that's
so, too. I think that would be epic.
Yeah. You paid a lot of taxes out there, Johnny, when you lived there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's not
a little
revenge.
Some skin back.
Exactly. I haven't met Mayor Boyd personally, but
great guy.
He sounds so much fun. I cannot wait. I think he's going to be
awesome.
Great.
He is. He's
awesome. No, that'll be fun. Congratulations on doing this. And I know this is something personal. You're talking about giving to all these other people. You want to just talk briefly why this is so near and dear to your heart?
Well, because sometimes life gives you lemons, but we make lemonade with it. And so in February, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, but I am almost 4 weeks removed from being told I'm completely cured. I have no cancer in me. All my surgeries are done. I've got one more week of, light work, and then I'm good to go.
Good for you.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
And
keep it rocking.
And you do. You got to tell people that story, Sally, because it's scary, right? I mean,
you're stronger than you think.
Right.
You got this. It sucks, but you got this.
And you're giving back. I think that's fantastic.
All right. So we got to get down one more time the address of
your place. Stella Stroll, 307 Reed Street, DePere. Stella Stroll, the big sale, Pumpkin Palooza starts Thursday morning, 9 a.m.
Right, let's get down and support that.
Just look for the big Sasquatches, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And red, white, and blue, baby.
Man, beautiful.
And the black bear.
Thanks, Sally.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thanks to the pumpkins.
Have a great day.
Thank you,
Sally.
You too. When we come back, a little segment of Who Are You? With a prize package for the first person that will text us to let us know who this mystery individual is. What? No hints.
No hints. I don't even know who it is.
Okay. Sorry about that, Bob.
Surprise.
Mine on the Mayor, back after this.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.